All right. Well, we are talking The Jungle Book with our friends from the Rock Hill Theater. With us today is Samantha Bradner, the admin producer, as well as Natalie and Bailey. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. So let's talk about The Jungle Book. When is this performance? There's different versions of The Jungle Book, right? So which version are we doing here?
So this version of The Jungle Book is a youth play. It's not affiliated with the Disney musical. This is more based on the stories of Rudyard Kipling.
Mm-hmm.
We start on September 11th, and we have 6 shows. We run for 2 weekends. So we're looking at Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and Saturday at 7 p.m., each of those weekends.
Okay.
And we're at Castle Heights Middle School.
Oh, Castle Heights. Okay, very good. Very good. So, all right, so let's talk to our actors. Let's start with you, Natalie. Natalie, who are you playing?
I'm playing Mowgli.
Okay, all right. Tell us about getting into character for playing young Mowgli.
Well, so it's really fun because he has so many, like, different changes of, like, emotion. And he first is, like, kind of scared, and then he finally beats Shere Khan.
Okay, all right. And Bailey, who are you playing?
I'm playing Shere Khan.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's for those that don't know, that was the villain. That was the tiger, right?
Yeah.
I should probably be sitting between the two of them. Didn't think that far ahead.
Well, tell me about your character.
My character is the meanest, and to get ready, you gotta, like, memorize, because all the lines are, like, monologues, so.
I was wondering about that. Is there a trick for memorizing that much?
You just have to, like, find a rhythm in the words.
I like that.
Do you have a particular voice for this villain?
Ooh, good question.
I use, like, a deeper tone.
Can I hear it?
Yes.
So one of my lines that I say to Mowgli is, I'll rip your eyes from their sockets.
Well, good morning to all on that line, if you're just turning on your radio. Yeah, well, this is a heck of a line to
Let
choose.
Let us explain.
Yep. Context, everyone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that was great, Bailey. Okay.
Well,
in character.
Samantha, tell me once again how this is comprised. We have middle and high schoolers, is that right?
Yes. So the cast is 25 middle and high schoolers from the Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Indian Land areas. And the show is double cast. So we've got what we call the Flora cast and the Fauna cast. And that means that for 3 of the performances, Natalie is playing Mowgli, Bailey is playing Shere Khan, and then 3 other performances, we have different actors playing those same characters.
Well, because in that story, there's an older Mowgli, right? Does that happen or no?
No, she is the older Mowgli.
Okay. Very good.
Yes, okay. Our baby Mowgli is a puppet that is going to be very interesting to see on stage.
That's where you come in. Make it all interesting and realistic.
You said that you have people from Fort Mill, Indianland, Rock Hill. How did they, like, come all together to sign up, register? I'm sure there were auditions and whatnot.
Yes, we had auditions a couple of months ago. We always post those out on our social media, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Good to know.
And a lot of our actors are returning from previous Rock Hill Theater shows and from our summer camps. So we get to see the same faces grow over the years, and it's really wonderful.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, it seems like once you try it out, it sticks. You want to come back. You want to do it again. Was that the purpose of having the Flora and Fauna cast?
It was. We just had such a big turnout of wonderful actors and wanted to be able to showcase all of their talents.
I love that so much.
So both Natalie and Bailey are returning
Yes.
from previous Rock Hill Theater shows.
Well, I think it's only fair, since Bailey got to share her onstage voice, that you too, Samantha, Natalie. I just see you as, you know. Okay, yeah. Let's hear a little bit of your character.
Okay. So you want me to hear my voice? I'm not like Mowgli.
I want you to.
Do you have a Mowgli voice?
Breathe the voice of your character.
Yeah.
And put yourself on stage in character and deliver that voice and that line that first comes into your head.
Okay. So I'm going to say a line from the exact scene that she did. Okay. I've brought the red flower. How foolish of me. So I'm like mad in that scene. Like,
yes.
So I have a more mad voice.
Does it ever surprise you how, like, when you, everybody's on stage and you're in character, how the show just kind of takes this feeling all its own and your voice comes out a little deeper and scarier and you're mad and you know what I'm saying? What do you feel like after the performance is finished?
It's just so fun. I just love working with everyone. It's so fun.
Ah, that's great. And a lot of times, you know, those who come to watch the show, they really don't understand how many hours you have rehearsed for this one performance. Give us a perspective of what your practice and rehearsal looked like.
Well, I have a lot of lines. I have like school and all that stuff to go with it. But it's after a while, like of reading the lines and stuff, you get a good feel to memorize it.
Did you practice like once a week, twice a week?
I practice like every day.
Every day.
It's like really, I have to know my lines and like, but I have it now. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and good. We have rehearsal 3 times a week, usually for 2 hours a day.
How did you come to choose The Jungle Book? I'm sure there were a number of things you could have chosen, but how did you come to choose that particular story?
Oh, I am not on the committee that knows the answer to that question, but we found that it's been a really great show for showcasing a lot of creative costuming choices, you know, because you could go with the more realistic animal costumes. We've decided to go instead for more of a conceptual, more like playground wear that is inspired by the animals. We also happen to have this like great set piece that's a big playground jungle gym thing that is going to work wonderfully. So we kind of, you know, we look around for what resources we have and what we think sounds fun.
Now I have to ask, it's in the Jungle Book. Are all of the actors outside of Mowgli, are they wearing like animal costumes or is it paint or is it, how are you kind of depicting them as their animal characters?
Bailey, do you want to talk about your costume?
Yeah. So for my costume, I have, like, it's more, not like human-like, but it's like, I have a black jean jacket that has, like, bleach stripes on it. I have a red shirt, and then more, like, black ripped jeans, and then I'm wearing black boots.
So it's like you said, conceptual. It's not so much, it's not so much the costume, it's more of, like, the symbolic nature of the character that you're playing. It's interesting.
Okay, yeah, very good. I love that. It really, you have to step up to the character to that extra oomph to give it to the belief that you're a bad character. You're the villain of the show.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What about cost and times, things like that? How much does it cost a ticket? How do we get tickets?
Yes, so tickets are $23 for adults, $18 for students and seniors. We do have an extra discount for groups of 10 or more. And you can buy the tickets online at rockhilltheater.org.
All right.
Or find us on Facebook or Instagram.
And one last time, this is at Castle Heights next weekend. Cut me a little promo once again.
Yes, we are at Castle Heights Middle School. Our shows start September 11th and run for 2 weekends, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night each weekend.
Family night out.
Very good. And that is The Jungle Book. So our thanks to Samantha Bradner, admin producer with the Rock Hill Theater, Natalie and Bailey. 25 members of this cast appearing in The Jungle Book the next 2 weekends, starting next weekend, September the 11th at Castle Heights Middle School.